Lord, I pray for us that you would give us grace to get out of the way. That we would listen to what you would have to say of how you are inviting us in. That our desire would be first to be with you and then to join you and to listen to the ways you're inviting us to be a part of the mess you're cleaning up. We thank you for Jesus, the one who is the son of David, the one who is the son of Abraham, the fulfillment of your promises, and the one who one day will return to rule and to reign forever and ever, that all that is wrong, he will make right. Until that day, Lord, we come near to you. Our hope is in you. Our faith is in you. In Jesus' name, amen. So on this day, when we focus on the mess cleaner, we celebrate the one sent to clean it up. The fulfillment of the promises. As we were singing Come Thou Long Expecting Jesus today, I leaned over to Steph and I said, holy moly, this song is like my sermon. What I would encourage you to do, go grab the lyrics after church today, because that song, I don't think I've ever seen the lyrics in that way. That is so Jesus, the one sent as the promise fulfillment to clean up the mess. It's awesome. It's awesome. And so in these moments, we celebrate the one who has come, but the one we look forward to celebrating his birth yet again. The wonder of Christmas leads us to the wonder of the cross. If there was no birth, there is no cross. And so we celebrate the birth as we celebrate the cross. On the night that Jesus was betrayed, he gathered with his disciples. He said, I long to eat this meal with you. It's Passover meal. And after eating it with you, I'm not going to eat it again until I come into my kingdom. And he sits on David's throne forever and ever and ever. But until that day when we eat it with him in person, we eat it with him in his presence. And we remember the work that he has done. As Jesus said this, as he broke the bread, said, this is my body, which is given for you. His body given for us. As we eat it together, let us eat with thanksgiving for his body given as the fulfillment of God's promise. Let us eat together. Just take a moment to give thanks to Jesus for his willing surrender of his body on the cross. And after supper, Jesus took the cup and he gave it to each of his disciples. And he said, this cup is now the new covenant in my blood. See, the promises of God would not have been able to be fulfilled without the shedding of the blood of Christ, the Lamb of God. It's why worship was around the throne and it will be around the throne forever and ever as the Lamb, the only one worthy to open the seals on the scroll, opens them. because he is the lamb worthy to be slain. Redeeming for the Father and for himself, people from every language, people, tribe, tongue. The fulfillment of God's promise. Let us drink together in thanksgiving to the one who shed his blood for us. Just take a moment to give thanks to him for the work he has accomplished through his shed blood.